This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yesterday morning, in the rankings started to come out, Myles Garrett was still ranked the number one edge rusher in the NFL, according to executives, coaches, and scouts going into 2025, which he takes that ranking back-to-back years. At 29 years old, Myles Garrett is number one. Last year's ranking was number one. His lowest ranking has been number four. And who's right behind him, Tone? T.J. Watt. Highest ranking T.J. Watt has ever been is number one. He has actually claimed the number one spot before. Last year's ranking, though, still number two. Michael Parsons took number three. Max Crosby took number four. Nick Bosa took number five. And Trey Hendrickson actually took number six. We don't need to get into any of the other ones. It does come down to T.J. Watt and certainly our very own Myles Garrett here. I love
it. And by the way, I would add, like, over the last 7 years, we've had a lot of debates about this. Like, I remember I was throwing Nick Bosa into the ring when he came into the NFL, and I was like, holy cow, this guy is going to be a difference maker. But yeah, you know, injuries to Nick, because he was playing on the biggest stage, yeah, right away,
yeah,
while, you know, Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt were not.
I love it because fans care about sacks. And I think players care about sacks. Sacks is still what gets people paid. The difference, and this is what makes the NFL fun and what makes pro sports so fun, there's still an entertainment factor there that we claim we don't want. Like I heard Nick and Jonathan talking about this, and going into it, he had mentioned, I want to say it's our buddy Spencer Davies, who said he longs for a day where we go back to analysis instead of content. And I'm sitting there thinking it's always been about content, and Nick agreed because Nick had said it as well on the air. And I thought, because this is part of the entertainment of it. The NFL, Major League Baseball, all of it, they all care about entertainment to a great degree. And they always have. So if they've cared about entertainment for a great degree for over 100 years, certainly that means the people involved in the media have cared about entertainment even more than analysis for over 100 years. Good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, it's just more prevalent now because we have 24-hour news cycles. So it's not as newsy as it used to be. It's more content-driven. Good, bad, that's in the eye of the beholder. But nothing's changed in the last 100 years. For a guy like Myles Garrett, sacks matter because it gets you paid. It's what the fans care about. But when you ask, this wasn't a fan poll, when you ask executives, coaches, and scouts, and you know me as a football guy, they know who's really number one. They know that. And I do think that when you have this conversation between these two guys, if you put Myles Garrett and plop him in the Steelers' defense, what does that do? If you took T.J. Watt and plopped him in the Browns' defense, what does that do? Because Myles looks more multifaceted. And you've seen him in the Jim Schwartz defense, which is something we're going to get into here over the next couple of days, because you brought up a hell of a point on the phone the other day about this. But you've seen him in that Jeff Schwartz defense. All of a sudden, he's standing over the center. All of a sudden, he's over on the other side. We always argue, why is he always on one side? Why? Now he's standing over center, and he's going between the legs and goofing around before the snap and things of that nature. Pressures mean something. Hurries mean something. The overall, where coaches know I got to circle 95 to start the play, and then I go elsewhere. And what impact does that have on that defense? 2 years ago, it was a top five defense. It fell off a little bit, I think, because of turnover margins here last year, but we'll find out going into year three with Jim Schwartz. But still, you circle 95, and then you work your way out, and there's 95 and 21, and then you go down the list. But when you go to the Pittsburgh defense, hey, number 90, hell of a player. Hell of a player. But then you get down the list, you go, okay, there's more that you have to take into account here that I think for a lot of executives, GM or executives, coaches, scouts, think help him, that don't help Myles Garrett, and that's why Myles Garrett's number one.
I think Myles...
It's a bit of an indictment on the Browns, but still.
Yeah, well, sure, especially because every time that we would sign somebody to play alongside of him and they kind of would do it year by year, uh-huh. or, you know, yeah, 2 years out of Clowney, you know, you would have expected these other guys on the line to put up Hall of Fame numbers playing alongside Myles, and it's never been close to happening. We've had some good defensive lines, but it's never, has it ever been truly as dominant as you think it should be when you've got a game wrecker like Myles Garrett on one side?
It was horrific for a while, and it got a little bit better with some guys. Like, I thought Oboe was better than what some wanted to give him credit for. You mentioned Jadeveon Clowney. We haven't been able to scratch the surface with Alex Wright because he's been hurt. Obviously, they're excited about Isaiah McGuire, but we're talking about mid to later round guys.
Yeah. So, I, you know, for the longest time, I thought it was pretty interchangeable, and I threw Nick Bosa in there as well. I'm like, all these guys are just wrecking games, and, you know, I thought at the time, you know, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I thought T.J. Watt had a little better motor than Myles, so they did things in a little different ways, but now I think the last 2 years it's been obvious that Myles Garrett has been the best. I know Micah Parsons has, you know, tried to lay claim, but he's a different type of player, too, like where they line him up, you know, comparatively to Myles. But now I think Myles is clearly the best. And last year, I think he would have, again, been right up there for defensive player of the year. I mean, I think he was top five anyway.
Yeah.
But he would have had a chance to win, but you're not going to win that on a three-win football team where the defense has slipped.
No.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
It isn't. And I think that where Myles has separated himself is, again, with the entire pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I love trolling the Steelers, and I love trolling Steelers fans, and you guys know I love trolling Pony because it drives Pony crazy that Myles Garrett is more well thought of in the NFL and with NFL circles than T.J. Watt. I think it drives Pony crazy when I beat the brakes off him in arguments about these two guys and where, yeah, you know what, you can talk about hardware, but I can also talk about hardware, and I can talk about more of it with Myles Garrett. And then even when you get to the wins, with the playoff wins, one guy has a playoff win, even though he has much far fewer appearances.
Isn't that crazy,
by the way? He has one more playoff win than the other guy.
Isn't that crazy that we've watched? I mean, T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett have been two of the – this has been a great rivalry.
Yeah.
Two of the great defensive players in the game. They've won a whopping one playoff win between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to be one over
both,
the other.
Because both teams have found themselves...
It's incredible.
Because both teams have found themselves... While edge rusher is big and there's a lot of important positions, both these teams have found themselves at crossroads with quarterbacks. They haven't found theirs since Big Ben, and obviously we've been still looking for ours. We had a look at one for a while, but we all freaked out over that. We've been looking for one solid since Bernie. So they both have a tremendous impact. I think it comes down to if I'm arguing with a Steelers fan, I'll get the claws out. I'm not arguing with a Steelers fan. I'm arguing with you. And by the way, you and I used to argue about T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett in years past. I mean, you talked about the motor there. But I think you're even resigned to this. And this is where a Steelers fan, I think, sometimes has raised the white flag over this. T.J. Watt has been injured. He wants a contract. And you said it yourself, you trade him. And a lot more people, I think, I'm surprised by it because the Steelers look to be making all-in moves. And an all-in move would be paying T.J. Watt, who, yes, is 30 years old, paying T.J. Watt for still this season because you know you're still a much better caliber of football team and you have a much better chance to do anything in the playoffs with T.J. Watt than without T.J. Watt. And there's a lot of people who are lining up right behind you who are Steelers fans. You're not a Steelers fan. You're like, yeah, let's trade the guy. Let's trade him. He's outworn his usefulness. Yeah, I mean, he's probably on his way down.
This Steelers team.
You don't have to do this. You don't have to sign him. You can trade him.
Yeah, that's why you're going to be monitoring this Steeler thing very closely because they never have down years. Cam Hayward's 37.
Yes.
Okay? Aaron Rodgers is how old?
41.
This thing, the way that they've gone out and traded assets to get almost older, this is it. Like this is going to be one final Steelers run, and then it's going to be a total reboot of I think everything.
Yes,
I think Tomlin, I think the whole organization could turn over. You know, they've been looking. There's been a bunch of boredom in Pittsburgh with their specific situation. Just hey, we're going to make the playoffs every year, and we're going to have no chance, no ceiling to go anywhere. I think that is going to come crashing down. They are in for a total reboot at the end of the year.
But Andrew Berry is one of these executives. I don't know if he's one of the guys who have voted in this and everything. I don't know if it's an everybody type of thing. But when we go back to the possible trade, where it's like, how do you get known in NFL circles as the guy who traded for Deshaun Watson, where in NFL circles we talked about knowledge of offense, and then you traded away Myles Garrett, where he's clearly, the most respected of the pass rushers out there. 216-474-0092. Coming up in 5 minutes, 6:43. He's making how much? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee, And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.